Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part four, the conclusion of The Eye of Van Gogh. A lot has been happening here in the old walled city of Quebec. Strange, invisible bubbles have been dropping down on people, causing some rather bizarre hallucinations. They've named these bubbles the Eye of Van Gogh, because if you happen to step into one, you may think you're having an amazing vision, as though you've just stepped into a painting by Van Gogh. Or you may think you're losing your marbles. Well, Jack, Little Frida, Mojo, and Dominique are on the case. They know where these eyes are coming from, the cliffs that separate the upper and lower city. Exactly where in the cliffs, this they don't know. But with the aid of Little Frida's contact, Jean-Claude, they're narrowing it down.
This is a diagram found in my father's journal.
Est-ce que c'est l'intérieur de l'édifice?
Oui, mais il ne précise pas où est l'édifice exactement.
English, okay?
Oh, my father never indicated where the building was, except that we know it's in Basseville, near Place Royale. It's beneath the cliff.
Nice detail.
You see, here is where they cut into the rock.
Is this a tunnel?
Yes, it's about 15 meters in length.
And then he put a plug in it?
And now the sealant is dissolving.
No, the sealant is probably intact. It's the steel that it adheres to. Over time, that sealant corrodes steel.
So the eyes are squeezing in around the plug.
We think so.
The pressure builds up on the other side and then, poof, pushes them out.
Poof, like a gas?
You mean like Petite Fouts of Van Gogh?
Dominique.
God. Has anyone tried wearing a gas mask?
Oh, my father did. It made no difference.
Well, the military has developed a pretty sophisticated mask since then.
Ah, yes, your military. They spend your money finding 10,000 different ways to kill people. Not just bombs, germs, chemicals.
Dominique, not now.
You think in Canada, you can run down to the corner and buy a military gas mask like in your country, eh? So, you don't know where the tunnel or the building or anything is?
We've narrowed it down to here.
How many buildings are within that circle?
10.
And the people who live there, have they all gone crazy?
We think that most of these eyes never touch the ground.
If we do find the source, how are we going to plug it back up?
We have an elastomeric sealant. It bonds and seals to just about anything.
Okay. So what if we all spread out, each take a couple of buildings, and see if we can find the right one?
Oh, you think they're going to listen to Americans who bang on their door and tell them, if you don't let me in, you'll all go crazy?
So? All right. So who do we have? 3 who speak French and 2 who don't.
4 who speak French, if you include Claudine.
Claudine, ask her to help.
To find a building?
You have her number. Call her.
Well,
no, do it. What is wrong with you?
It's going to take me a while to explain.
No, it's not. Go outside. Call her right now.
And don't go cell locating just because you want to look at her.
No visiting, okay?
Okay.
Now, where are we?
Here. These are the most likely buildings, all beneath the cliff.
We're looking for a stone building?
Everything is stone. Haven't you noticed?
Okay, calm down.
I think we'll have a better chance if we approach the tenants as couples.
Good idea. I'll go with Jean-Claude.
Mojo and I will go together. And Jacques, he can go with Claudine.
What's that?
Why is this so funny? Well, because Jacques, he's so stupid. He chases what he cannot have, and if he could catch it, what then? He would get bored and look for someone else to chase. He said stupid, oh no.
That sounds like Jack.
It sure does.
I left a mess. Have you been talking about me?
No. Mojo told a funny joke.
Yeah? Which one?
The one about the Irishman.
Do I know that one?
I don't think so.
Well, I'd like to hear it.
Oh, we have no time.
What's the joke, Mojo?
It's yours. Answer quick.
Hello? Claudine, wait a sec. I'm going back out. Look, I can use your help. You know those eyes that have been bouncing around down here?
Do you know any Irish jokes?
We could go to an Irish bar. They know lots of Irish jokes.
Now, as the group is headed for Place Royale, Jack has a chance to speak to little Frida alone.
Why did you tell Claudine, don't break his heart?
Did I say that?
You said, je t'en supplie, ne brise pas son cœur.
Oh, that. I saw how you looked at her, Jacko.
When was that?
One night, I saw you with her. I knew she wasn't there, even though she seemed to be there. I know how you're attracted to mysterious women, but this one, I think she'll remain mysterious.
Hmm. Why did you tell her not to break my heart?
I just told you.
No, you didn't.
Okay. She likes you. She likes being with you. But she can't be with you.
And so you asked her not to get involved.
I saw where it was going.
Little Frida, don't do that again. Okay?
Okay.
They separate, going door to door, talking to the residents and shop owners, most of whom do know what they're talking about, having experienced these eyes themselves. They are also quite helpful, pointing out where they think the eyes may have come from. 2 hours later, the group gathers together and compares their notes.
Jack et moi avons parlé à Jean-Claude Hébert et à son épouse Anne Hébert. Malheureusement, nous n'avons rien découvert.
Bonjour et moi avons parlé à Madame Duplessis, qui nous a permis d'inspecter l'édifice sans aucune chance.
La petite Frida et moi avons parlé à Maurice Dubuc sans aucun succès aussi.
When you figure out what we're doing in French, would you mind waking me up in English?
There was one place we couldn't get into.
Oui. On nous a dit que c'était utilisé comme rangement pour des costumes de théâtre.
Des costumes de théâtre? Vraiment?
Oh my God, am I going to have to learn this language?
They use it to store theatrical sets and costumes.
But no one's there. So can we get in?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? Well, maybe we're barking up the wrong building.
Jack, please.
I'm sorry. I haven't gotten much sleep in the last 48 hours.
Oh, why don't you take a nap while we check it out?
Not without me.
You knew that would wake him up.
Shh. Come on, everybody.
Wait, we better get some flashlights.
The windows on the lower floors are shuttered.
Ils doivent avoir de l'électricité.
Oui, mais il va faire sombre bientôt.
What are they saying now?
It will be dark soon.
And if we turn on the lights...
That will alert the gendarme. Right.
The gang returns to Place Royale. They approach a large stone structure built up against the side of the cliff. Above the front door is a sign, Le Costumier. Little Frida opens a small bag filled with oddly shaped little instruments.
What is she doing?
She's about to operate.
She's picking the lock.
Back in Inverness, she can do it with her mind.
She is very talented.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Nice and musty.
Dark, too.
If we split up in couples as we did before, we can each take a floor.
Il y a-t-il une cave?
Il devrait y en avoir, je crois.
Mojo, shall we explore the basement?
I'd like to see what they're growing down there.
Mojo and I are going below.
If we don't come back, check out their giant mushrooms. See if one's wearing my parade.
I think we found the place, Jacko.
Do you feel anything?
Don't you?
I don't know.
I don't understand. If the eyes are in this building, how do they escape to the outside?
There are air vents.
Claudine has never actually seen one of these eyes.
Well, there's one. Up at the ceiling. See?
I see.
Oh, I can't see it.
I can.
What's it look like?
A bubble or an eye.
Jean-Claude, can you see it?
No, but maybe the women will protect us.
What floor do you want to explore?
I think we'll take the second floor.
Be careful.
There's a freight elevator.
I'd rather use the stairs. How long do the eyes live?
Well, they're not actually alive to begin with. Little Frida believes that they start to dissipate after a few hours.
If this building is the source of the eyes, then the ones we may encounter will be at their full strength. Yes?
Good point.
If we are caught in an eye, what will happen?
Well, I guess we're knocked out of the game.
For how long?
Too long. Well, I wonder what's up here. Claudine, are you all right?
I don't know.
Do you see anything?
No.
But you feel something?
Yes.
Are they up here?
Yes.
Where?
Everywhere.
I don't feel a thing.
They leave trails.
You mean they're not here, but they were here?
I don't know.
Do you think as they lose their potency, they come apart, they shed, and leave a trail behind?
Yes.
But the one downstairs, hovering near the ceiling, could you feel that one?
No.
Can you see them, the way little Frida did?
I don't feel good.
Do you want to go back down?
No. What is all this?
Oh, props, costumes.
Do you hear the music?
No.
When is this?
When is what?
This period. When is it?
Oh, the costumes.
Yes.
Well, they seem to be separated into different periods. This section is probably 17th century French court.
Louis XIV.
Possibly.
Do you like this?
Wow. That's quite a gown. Quite a neckline. Look, why don't you stay here? I'm going to go check along the back wall.
Do you like my hair?
Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah. Nice wig. I'm very fond of 3-foot bouffants. I don't think I should have brought her here.